Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The only debate between Detroit's two mayoral candidates happened last night, and yep, things got tense and testy. State Senator Coleman Young II accused incumbent Mayor Mike Duglin of corruption, of favoring big business over the struggles facing most Detroiters.
He needs to step aside and let an honest young man get the job done for all Detroiters. Go look them in the face and tell them that these neighborhoods are coming back, that you're making all these investments for them.
Mayor Duggan defended his record on these so-called neighborhood issues, pointing to improved police response times, better bus service, and saying that most Detroiters see the improvements.
I know the job's not done, but if you'll give me one more term, I'll do everything I can to build one Detroit for all of us.
Chastity Pratt-Dawsey of Bridge Magazine was one of the panelists questioning the candidates last night at the WDIV studio, and she's with us now. Chastity, you were there. How would you describe the tone of this debate?
It was clear from the beginning that the mayor was irritated and that Coleman A. Young was on the attack. So it was tense. It was sort of tense. I was surprised at how well they did stick to the time. I expected them to just, you know, barrel right over the time limits. But for the most part, they adhered to the minute and a half response time. So that, you know, gave it a little bit, with Devin Skillian moderating, gave it a little bit of structure. But, I mean, it was honestly what I kind of expected.
Now, what about content? So you've got these two sparring. While that was going on, was anything substantive revealed in terms of policy or ideas, or was it attack and defend?
You know, as reporters and journalists, and I think the public, we always hope that these debates will be, you know, two people debating on the issues, but usually they turn into two politicians trying to make the points that they want to make and answer the questions that they want to answer and win some votes. So it was the issues that have been talked about in Detroit for months: neighborhoods, crime, jobs, schools, transit. Those issues and you know, accusations of corruption against Duggan and accusations that Coleman A. Young is making a political career on his father's name and doesn't have experience. Those are issues that have been out there for a while, and we sort of expected them to be discussed, but had hoped that they would really bring new information to the table. We got a few new data points that need to be truth squatted by Bridge, but it was pretty much how debates usually go.
And it seemed that there was a lot of focusing on the two Detroits, the downtown geared to white people, the neighborhoods with longtime black residents who are largely still struggling. Where does that take us?
I mean, it makes the present bold and technicolor. Detroit is one of the poorest cities in the nation. Detroit has one of the worst unemployment rates. Detroit has one of the worst crime rates. And so, you know, those issues are really bold and bright. And what Coleman A. Young was trying to say is, you know, the 7.2 miles of downtown and midtown are not, the revitalization there is not happening for most Detroiters. You know, average Detroiter with an income of $26,000 isn't seeing as much help as downtown and midtown. And he just kept hammering and hammering away at that point. And at some point, Mike Duggan sort of went back, you know, got irritated because he's like, I am doing things in the neighborhoods. He talked about buses. He talked about lighting. But his challenge for the entire debate was to tell people, you know, I am working for, you know, his slogan, One Detroit in the neighborhoods. And, you know, Coleman A. Young scored some points on the crime issue as well. But Mayor Duggan swatted back saying, look, you've been in the legislature for 10 years. What have you done? So, you know, it was a sparring match.
Now, Senator Young made a comment toward the end of the debate.
It is time to take back the motherland. It is time to take our freedom back. Vote for change. Vote for Coleman Young for mayor.
And Chastity, that's raised criticism. He's playing the race card. He's hearkening back to the old divisive politics of Detroit. But Donald Trump got himself elected using the slogan, Make America Great Again, which many interpreted to be a throwback to a more white America. Can we understand why Senator Young felt he could throw that out there? And do you think it helped or hurt his cause?
I think he was speaking to his base. You know, he's blowing the dog whistle, saying if you're poor and black in Detroit and you think that the white mayor and all these big white companies that are helping midtown and downtown aren't helping you, then vote for me. You know, people say it harkens back to the days when there was racialism in Detroit's politics. And my issue is it's never been a time where there's not been racial. It's not like, you know, that has ever gone away.
Fair point.
Our political, I mean, look at Detroit. It's mostly people of color. The suburbs are mostly white people. You know, racialism and segregation has never left us. So he was dog whistling to people who might want to respond. And the other thing I do want to make clear is that the mayor was very, very careful not to talk about all of the gentrification and all of the gains and the 7.2 miles of Midtown and downtown, because he really was trying to tell people, black people, poor people, people who have, you know, not abandoned the city through all of its changes, that look, I am doing something for you. He talked about investing in $100 million or so in shopping districts and beautification. He was really trying to get that message out there as much as Coleman A. Young was trying to get the message out that he's not doing anything for the neighborhoods.
Bridge Magazine's Chastity Pratt Dossi. Chastity, thanks for sharing your experience last night on the debate panel with us.
Always a privilege to be with you.